Tuesdays, you just heard My Baby by Dossie, a song that I've been waiting to play for a very long time from a band I've been waiting to play for a very long time. And before that, Madison Cunningham with In From Japan. My name is Jade.
My name is Leslie. So during this time, while you have been at home kind of nursing your knee, what have you been doing?
I have been reading bad things. I have been reading a webcomic about, well, essentially it's a webcomic about a guy who has a leg injury.
Oh my God.
To put it lightly, to sum it up lightly.
Are you rereading A Little Life?
No, it's Killing Stalking.
So it's essentially the same thing?
Killing Stalking is A Little Life, X equals X. It's literally the same literature.
What is Killing Stalking about for the listener who doesn't know?
You had to point this out to me yesterday when I texted you that I was reading Killing Stalking, that it is about killing and stalking. So Killing Stalking is a, I don't even know what you would categorize it. I think people do categorize it as BL, but it's a Korean webcomic series about two very toxic people that are very bad for each other and also kill other people. One of them starts stalking the other, and then the other locks and tortures the stalker in his basement. And that's the premise of the webcomic. And there actually is a plot beyond that, but that's basically it. It's the killing and the stalking. And I remember texting you yesterday. I was like, I forgot that they were killing. They were killing in this. You were like, what? It's literally called Killing Stalking.
I'm sorry.
I forgot about the first part of the title. I don't know if I would recommend. I don't know if I would recommend Killing Stalking, but if you're into killing and or stalking, I suppose it could be prudent for you to check it out.
Oh my god, that's a hard sell.
that's my elevator pitch of Killing Stalking. it's a pornographic A Little Life.
Oh my god, I think at some other point, we'll have to try to do a show about Killing Stalking, because this is the thing about it is it's not just it's not just a webtoon that has like a really twisted plot. It is a very beloved webcomic.
It's a very beloved webcomic, and also it's a part of a particular genre of webcomic that deal with themes with those extremely graphic and disturbing themes that seem to really pop up from Korea in the last 10 years. I feel like we definitely need to do a little bit more research on it, but it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because yes, I think like if I recall correctly, a few years ago, I watched a video essay about Killing Stalking, and the person who wrote the essay was really surprised to find that there were a lot of other stories that are quite similar, that deal with essentially like very abusive relationships and queer men really reveling in them for whatever reason.
From Korea.
Yeah. 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 Highly accessible on the internet as well, and extremely explicit, not just
extremely explicit,
not just in the porny way, but in other ways as well. So look forward to that.
Sometime it could happen. Next week it could happen. 6 months from now it could happen. 2 years from now, you never know with Typically Tuesdays.
You really don't. That's That's why we're so good at this. We keep you
That's
on
her
your
tagline. We either, as what's his face said in Parasite, there is no plan. We have no plan. That's what makes it so good. But let's go back to some more music.
Yes.
Coming up is Mon d'Église by Comment de Bord. Enjoy. Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. You just heard Kimi ni Mune Kyun by the Yellow Magic Orchestra. Rest in peace, Ryuichi Sakamoto. Pouring one out, pouring my Vietnamese coffee out for him. And before that is La Roserie by Lee Sang. My name is Jade.
My name is Leslie. Today we are doing kind of like a quick catch-up show in betwixt a lot of music. So before we move on to more of the rest of the show today, I just wanted to talk really quickly about the street sweeps that have been happening in the downtown east side in Vancouver. So this is from an article from the Vancouver Sun, which was published on April 3rd. The city of Vancouver has drawn up plans to speed up the removal of the makeshift structures and tents of people living along East Hastings Street, hinting that force would be used if necessary. Plans are laid out in a city document made public on Monday by Stop the Sweeps, a coalition of advocacy groups working in the downtown east side. Community advocates and business leaders are calling the city's approach into question, asking why the city would go ahead with the removal of when 330 new homes are planned for the neighborhood won't be ready until summer. This document signals the end of Vancouver's so-called passion approach to encampments, says Jess Goot, an organizer with Stop the Sweeps, in a statement. The city and the province have failed to create enough dignified housing. They're now choosing to use blunt force to make people disappear from the street. And beginning mid last week, essentially that exact thing happened. So city workers, the Vancouver Police Department, forcibly removed people living in encampments off the streets. They removed not only their possessions and their tents, but in some cases also destroyed their possessions. And this is obviously a very abhorrent thing for the city to do. Apparently, in the name of public safety and health issues, I don't know. I have some thoughts about that, largely having to do with the fact that, despite this apparent reason for these sweeps, the folks who have been forcibly removed do not have really another place to go when shelters are so overcrowded. They're at full capacity almost every single night, even without folks being removed from the streets. And also SROs are in really dilapidated conditions. Those are not really options that many people can access because they're not viable options. Jade, I don't know, what are your thoughts around what has been happening with regards to the sweeps?
Well, it's not good stuff. I suppose that's all I can say. Not very surprising from Ken Sim, but also not, necessarily surprising given the trajectory of where the city seems to be going in terms of social cleansing. Some pretty scary stuff, I think, happening. And Leslie, I know you shared some links on who we can email on your Instagram. Would you like to share that here?
So on the City of Vancouver website, go into Contact Us, and there is a section that says send general feedback, comments, and questions. You can email and or call Mayor Ken Sim, and you can express your concerns. Now, I used Sister Stage as a resource to write my own little speech that I left on Sim's voicemail. And I think it's a very good sample of the type of thing that you would want to, I guess, express. The type of, I guess, not simply the sentiment, but the type of structure that you would want your message to have. And if you're able to just talk or write as is, that's also a great option. I tend to clam up a little bit when talking to government officials. You could do that. But if you go on Sister Sage's Instagram, you could find a sample as well. And that's sisters underscore sage on Instagram. That's a very good resource. There are, I think, a number of concerns that have also like come up about this as well, in particular to the media coverage. Many people have noted essentially that on the first day of the sweeps, traffic cameras overlooking Hastings and Main Street were interestingly turned off. They were shut off during the first few hours of the sweeps. This camera is temporarily out of service, is what the City of Vancouver website listed just after 9:10 a.m. Showing Main and Hastings intersection. And that is a big cause for concern, especially because of two things. The first being the disturbing level of police presence involved in this campaign, when we know that Vancouver Police Department is notorious and police are notorious for harassing and brutalizing houseless people. It's also a particular cause of concern because of how the city has attempted to sweep this whole thing kind of under the rug to try to not cause too much of a stir or a scandal, to sort of remove the people without as much protest from folks as possible. Which is why I felt it was important to talk a little bit about that today. We are recording this on a Saturday evening, which I believe at this point is the third day of the sweeps. If you, the listener to Typically Tuesdays, want to know how you can better support your neighbors in the downtown east side, particularly at this time right now, I'd like to share some tips with you from what I have learned in my lived experience, but also based off of what I have learned from other folks who are doing much of the frontline work right now. So, if you have time and energy, you can contribute to mutual aid that way. Find out all that you can about the distro collectives that are taking actions distributing supplies to residents by simply volunteering your time and energy and helping out with that distribution, helping out that organization. If you have the financial resources to do so, you can donate to those distros. Donated items are very much needed a lot of the times, but also you can donate money because the distros will need to purchase supplies as well. So figure that all out, and you can try to do that. One of the great resources that I have come to follow in the past couple of years is Defund 604 Network on Instagram. And they are very much up to date and like right in that field, like right on the front lines of doing a lot of this organizing work. As well, in regards to social media and in regards to staying up to date with what is happening, you can follow the campaign Stop the Sweeps, which was created by the same coalition mentioned earlier in that news article, Stop the Sweeps. You can also take their pledge. You can find that on their website, stopthesweeps.ca. And there are a lot of other great resources over there, and you can learn how to take how you can take other actions to support your unhoused neighbors in downtown Eastside. And of course, importantly, always, we need to be very engaged and vigilant about understanding how our governments, how our politicians are approaching the housing crisis and approaching houselessness as an issue, because we need to know, are they going to approach it by creating more affordable, equitable, adequate housing, or are they going to do things like this where they're actually going to exacerbate many problems of the lives of people who are some of the most marginalized people in our cities? So, mutual aid, stay engaged, stay informed. Those are some of the very easy, basic, everything, everyday things that you could do to support those who live in our city who are the most marginalized. So yeah, that's I guess that's the community part of Typically Tuesdays for today. And thank you for tuning in to our show here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Where if we're not talking about violent cartoon pornography, we are begging you to do something to help us figure out this housing crisis or whatever. Yeah. Anything else you want to say about the show today, or any final thoughts, Jade?
I'm just thinking about the transfiguration.
What about it?
I know nothing about it. final thoughts. Listen to Qubit, sped up by 50/50 twin version. It's a banger.
Oh my God, are you gonna become a stan? You sound like people who are like Stan Luna.
Stream 50/50. I actually have never heard of them like before today. I just knew about the song. I didn't even know they were a K-pop band. But I just listened to a lot of nightcore remixes of music, and Qubit is a particularly good one, I have to say. So definitely tune into that. But otherwise, I have no more words to say.
Word. Tune into more great CJSF programming by checking out Intravenous every Wednesday from 10 to 11, talking about all things, all genders. My name is Leslie.
And I'm Jade.
Bye.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.